Two regional South Australian towns, Hawker and Kimber, have been proposed as potential sites for a national nuclear waste repository. The locations are identified as sacred traditional land by local Indigenous communities who have reacted to the government plan. Resources Minister Matt Canavan has advertised a $31 million incentive for the community that accepts the site, but Indigenous elders and land conservationists say that the site is an unnecessary burden to their communities. Kate Rafferty has the story.
The federal government is planning to move the nation's nuclear waste site at one of three South Australian towns. Dave Sweeney, the nuclear free campaigner for the Australian Conservation Foundation, explains.
There's been a proposal by the federal government to open a dedicated national radioactive waste facility. What they want to do is they want to have part of it as a dump where you take low-level waste, you bury or encapsulate that, and you leave it there. No intention to recover it, that is disposed of. The higher-level waste, waste that needs to be isolated for periods of around 10,000 years, is taken from where it is now in Sydney at the Lucas Heights reactor site to a facility in South Australia, and it's stored above ground there until the government works out what it's going to do in the long term, where and how is it going to dispose of this material.
The plan itself has repercussions for locals, particularly Indigenous communities, which is something the foundation is addressing.
Key concerns from the Australian Conservation Foundation is what Aboriginal people think about this proposal. And in both sides, the native title rep bodies, the main body that represents the Aboriginal people, the Bungala people over at Kimber on the Eyre Peninsula, the Anyamutna people in the Flinders Ranges, both of their representative bodies are actively and formally opposed to the federal government plan, both of them.
Levine Natkarua, the female elder representative for the Anyamutna Traditional Lands Association, says communities are already feeling effects.
Now, what's it done? It has had tremendous, tremendous effect on the mental health and well-being of our people on both sides, the for and against. For the families, there's been a lot of divide and it's, you know, people aren't talking to people. Conflict, threats, people can't go anywhere. You know, people who are living up in that Hawker area, the community is divided.
Nat Karua has heard the concerns of Anyamutna women around the Hawker location, which is located near a women's site.
Well, I can't really go into what is there because that is women's business only. However, the women are very concerned in relation to the site. There are a lot of elder women that are concerned for the site and that their site is being desecrated. We as Aboriginal people are governed by the law of that land. And so when we feel, because this site has been proposed on our, what we would say, our watch, then we have a responsibility to protect
the
country.
At the Australian Conservation Foundation, Sweeney says the need to address nuclear waste now is a myth.
I think it is really clear that the government has not made a clear and a compelling case for why we need this facility. The federal nuclear regulator, the watchdog of the industry in Australia, has said that there is no urgency to move the most serious material. It's said that repeatedly. There is no urgency.
Sweeney is critical of the government's approach, calling it a rushed job.
But the government's process has been... it's been quick, it's been flawed, it's been deficient. It's never looked at the full range of options. It's just said, let's not worry too much about a process. Let's find a postcode where we can put this stuff. And the minister, Matt Canavan, wants to make a decision in October.
For Nat Karua and the Anyamutna community, the site is a burden, not an asset.
In my view, I don't think it should be placed, in any of our country. It's not our responsibility to take on the world's waste. They have a facility at Lucas Heights. Leave the facility where it is. What is, when the government talk about it will be a temporary place, I don't call 100 years temporary.
Levine Natkarua, ending that report by Kate Rafferty.